Wednesday, October 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Deere's workforce is worth more than it is being paid. Cornell University says that there have been 185 labor strikes so far this year, which is a labor awakening compared to recent history. There are now hiring signs in just about every business facade across the country as companies attempt to attract needed workers. They are competing with higher wages and against a new mindset from the COVID pandemic. According to labor statistics, there are plenty of jobs available, over 10 million, but over 7 million workers quit their jobs last month, which suggests the supply of applicable labor is out of kilter with the available type of jobs. In some cases, workers' skill sets do not match that of the jobs available. In others, they just do not want to be lowly paid hires anymore. The COVID pandemic caused a reassessment of risk of many out in the public jobs. Some workers decided it was not adequate compensation for those risks. They quit looking for a change. A few anti-vaxxers also quit their jobs. Child care costs a lot, causing many women to opt out of the workforce. Many employees are seeing what their employers are having to offer to attract new hires while finding very few takers and realize that they are not getting paid enough. This strong jobs market gives many new employment opportunities. As a general statement, companies have been very profitable, able to pass on costs, so are able to pay more worker compensation. There has been some upward mobility from low-paying service jobs to higher-paying ones that require skills. Convenience store workers have little flexibility and learn that they can go cut meat for a $3 to $5 an hour raise. More competition still requires more work. Not all are willing, opting out of the market, which makes it stronger for those who are. Companies with skilled workers such as John Deere have increased the value of their workforce by training them. They took their employees and added value to them as a whole labor entity. The John Deere workforce has then become more valuable as a unit than what they have been paying the workers that make up that workforce individually. In the previous job market, the value went to the company. In the current job market, workers are attempting to secure their value. Deere workers are attempting to secure their value through the strike. Farmers who worry that higher labor costs for machinery manufacturers will add to ag equipment costs should understand that Deere is going to ask them all that the market will bear for their products they sell anyway. John Deere has never been bashful about how they price their machinery. I do not think that higher labor costs for Deere will do anything more than give them another talking point for an excuse when they raise equipment prices. They will jack up prices because of higher labor costs, unquote. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. John Deere is an extremely well-managed high-tech company that uses its labor effectively. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Farm Equipment Index stayed in the basement through the previous lean years for the ag economy. Deere profits, however, continued to roll in and pile up. Farmers may have lost money, but Deere never did. They laid off workers when they felt they needed to and managed to maintain a black bottom line despite the ag sector being in the red. Deere workers were a strategic component of that success and profitability and are now asking for a turn at the trough that Deere investors have been enjoying. It is the blue-collar workers that are striking. The average estimated median annual salary of white-collar Deere workers is $129,132, or $62 per hour. These workers are not striking. Deere CEO got a 160% increase in compensation, making $15.6 million in 2020. He's not striking either. Only 14% of Deere workers went on strike. Labor represents about 15% of Deere costs. Workers that went out on strike turned down a 5-6% pay increase, which was no more than the COLA announced on recent Social Security benefits to match inflation. Given inflation, they need a 5-6% raise to stay even with the cost of living. There's no actual raise and a 5-6% increase in wages. Deere workers also passed on a $100 a month increase in retirement benefits. 90% of striking workers turned down the company's offer. As noted, Deere profitability has come rain or shine. The value of Deere's highly skilled workforce is far more than they are having to pay them. Expect they will come to that realization. Then again, they already know that. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.